pitch the ball to Bell. That's upfield. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. He's in the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cowboys. What a run.
Kicks it left wing, Lucas. Three-point jumper. Good. 6 seconds. Rebound! Cowboys win! Cowboys win! Oh, the Cowboys are going to the Final Four! Pistols firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State!
You're good.
Okay, I'm Adam Million. Welcome back to the podcast. 7-0. Oklahoma State's record, much better than our gambling record thus far.
Yeah, or even worse, whenever we come on here and tell people which games to pick.
Yeah, we probably need to stop doing that, but we're probably not going to.
No, it's still fun for us, and it's just kind of a farce that we start announcing them on a podcast, and all of a sudden we have our only two losing records of the season.
But, yeah, and for all the people out there, we're betting $1 a week. It's not that we're not promoting, going and throwing your life savings down on Arkansas at Ole Miss -15 or anything like that.
Yeah. Any game, much less ones that we tell you.
Yeah, we're trying to have fun with it. It's fun for us because we put $1 a week on the games and, just kind of a fun way to keep track of everything.
So. Right. Do you think I'm watching Rutgers in Louisville last week if it wasn't part of our parlay?
No, but I was dying at that game because, what is Rutgers doing?
I mean, how does Vegas predict them to miss two very short field goals and to get the spread right at +2?
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
It killed me watching. I was so into it because the guy drops a pass wide open downfield just right through his hands for 6, and it killed me. I was like, that was our cover.
What other games that we missed last week were you surprised by?
Oh gosh, what were our
did Boise only win by 11 surprise
you? Yeah, Boise didn't cover. I guess it didn't surprise me. I thought they would have, but it wasn't that much of a shocker. Georgia Tech, I thought they would cover. I thought they would win, much less that. But again, it's hard to say they'll surprise me because our losses don't surprise me. Kansas State was too easy.
That just never made sense. I don't know.
People read too much into that one, like we probably normally do, but
right.
All we know is a top 15 team going against one of the worst teams in football. So easy pick.
Yeah. Well, let's get into this week's games. We got 13 of them. First one's going to be Michigan State at Nebraska.
Let's first announce the. What the overall score is.
I didn't want to go there, but okay, go ahead.
It's now 6-2.
Yeah, and I'm running out of weeks here.
You sure are. We'll see how this one goes, though.
Yeah, okay. Michigan State at Nebraska. I got Nebraska by 3.
All right. I got the Huskers by 4, and it's actually... Well, it's either 5 or 5.5. 1 second. I know I've got it. So when I typed out the picks I had mistyped it, but you can put that one on the board for me. And you knew that one was going to kind of be close either way.
Yeah. Man, how are you so good at this? I don't understand.
Well, you were 1 point off of what I guessed.
I know. I'm just frustrated that I can't seem to beat you. that's
one out of this week. We got a ways to go. I'm pulling that back up just to make sure I had that right. Yeah, it's 5.5.
Okay. Our next one is Missouri at Texas A&M, and I've got A&M by 7.5.
A&M by 7.5?
Yeah.
I also had A&M by 7.5.
What?
Yeah, no lie. I mean, you've got mine right in front of you. They either gave A&M a little more respect, or they took some away from Missouri, which means they took some respect away from us. But it is A&M by 11.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'll take a push. That's okay.
Wait, so hold on. A&M was favored by 9 against Baylor at home, and they're favored by 11 against Missouri at home?
Yeah. I'm not convinced on which one's the better team, Missouri or Baylor.
Yeah, I guess I'm not either, but that just seems, I don't know, that seems odd.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I've stopped trying to figure it out too much.
You're up 1-0.
Yeah.
We got Arkansas at Vanderbilt, and I've got Arkansas by 15.
You say 15?
Yeah.
Are you not looking at my picks right now?
No, I'm not.
I have Arkansas by 15.
I swear I'm not looking at your picks right now.
That is unreal. All right, well, it's Arkansas by 12.5.
Okay, that's fair.
No, it's fair. It's kind of blows my mind that we've picked two of the same ones. And the first one, we were only 1 point off. So, yeah, I just thought that was kind of intriguing, pick an SEC game where one of the top teams goes on the road against one of the bottom feeders. And Vandy's, we've seen them compete, and then we've seen them get blown out. So that's kind of one you want to stay away from.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that.
But what do we know? Arkansas might win by 30.
Yeah. Okay, we've got Georgia, Florida, world's largest outdoor cocktail party, even though it's, or I guess it's the game formerly known as the world's largest outdoor cocktail party.
Yeah, this is definitely a bucket list item.
I actually saw this one, but I would have, I'll give you the guess that I would have had, and I don't know what you picked, but I would have said Georgia by 1 over Florida.
I actually said Georgia by 2.5.
Okay.
Now, when I looked at it, and this, I'm getting these from Vegas Insider.
Right.
Actually, when I go to the Florida-Georgia game, what did you see it open up at?
Well, I thought it was 3, but I don't know.
I got you. Well, I'm using this, and I don't know what this means, because every other game it gives you a -5, -3. This one has, it says 47.5 U. So
that's,
I don't know if
that's the over-under.
Right, but it's not giving that for any other game. That's in place of where the actual spreads are. So, but it has them, with the all the other, odds makers that betting sites and sources that they use, they have it at -3 now. So
okay, yeah, we'll go with -3. That's fair.
I made that too confusing, but it didn't move. But that's another one for me. So I've got 2-0.
Yeah, 2-0.
That's beautiful.
Okay, we've.
I heard Brantley might be coming back.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know if that's. I don't know. I think Georgia's better than Florida is.
Yeah, I do too. That's what I was going to say. I don't know if that would... I would think if he doesn't start, I would take Georgia for sure. Even if he does, I might be inclined to take Georgia. And I like both teams. I'm a Gator fan. But at the same time, I do. I like pulling for the Dogs also.
Yeah.
I know you do too.
Yeah, I love Georgia. Okay, we got Kansas at Texas. And I'll say Texas by 24.
Wow, nice work. I went 20.5, and it actually is Texas by 24.
There you go.
Come out with a bonus point system for getting spreads exactly right, but I'm not complaining on this one.
Yeah, Texas can't score, and I still feel like they're going to beat Kansas by 30.
Yeah, completely agree. I couldn't take Kansas to cover any spread, no matter what it was.
Okay, we've got South Carolina at Tennessee. You're minus Lattimore, you're minus Garcia. I'm going to say South Carolina by 3.
All right, I was with you. I kind of had to put this game on here because it was intriguing, and I went South Carolina by 4.5. They've actually got it at 6.5 in favor of the Gamecocks.
Wow.
So it's kind of scary, but then again, I'm assuming Bray is still out at Tennessee. I don't remember what his injury was, if he's out for the whole season or just for a certain amount of games, but if he's still out, you've got the same problem on the other side of the ball.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think South Carolina is better. I just don't know. You know, it's tough to go on the road. I mean, it's tough to go anywhere on the road, but especially somewhere like Tennessee.
Yeah. Georgia didn't have any problem over there, though.
No, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, we picked that in our parlay a while back, and that didn't work out well.
Yeah, that was good. Clemson at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's reeling.
Yeah.
I'll say Clemson by 10.5.
10.5. Okay. I went Clemson by 6, and it's they're giving Georgia Tech a little love. It's only Clemson by 4.5.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's weird is I don't remember what college football show I was watching, or I might have been listening to ESPN radio when I heard it. It was one of the BCS shows. They're saying that stadium in Atlanta is not a tough place to play at all, and they don't think it's going to come into play, or home field advantage will come into play. So they think Clemson will win. I would probably take Clemson in that.
Yeah, I think I would, definitely.
Now, I think we both agree. I think it's pretty obvious that if we went out, we won't have to worry about Clemson. But do we want them to go ahead and lose just in case? Just so we don't hear any argument of, oh, they should have been in there?
No, I want to hear the argument because I want a playoff. I don't care about the argument as long as it's OSU that gets in. I mean, to be honest, I'm just rooting for undefeated teams because I don't think it'll matter to OSU getting in the title if they went out.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we're ahead of everybody in the BCS, and our schedule is tougher than everybody else's. It's undefeated moving forward, minus
right.
LSU, Bama. But so no, I'm with you. It's not going to matter. Like I said, we agree on that. And yeah, the argument won't really matter. We won't really care. Because we're going to be there and they won't be.
Yeah.
If we went out.
Right.
If we went out. Speaking of undefeateds, who we got next?
Let's see. We've got Stanford at SC. This is a good game. SC is on fire. Stanford is obviously really good. I'm going to say Stanford by 8.
All right. It's Stanford by 8.5. So you were
okay.
You were all over it. And I said Stanford by 6.5.
Okay.
So what are we? I'm not keeping track right now. You'll have to.
Well, I've got 2, and you've got.
I'll go through one, here and.
2, 3. I think you've got 5.
Okay. 4. Wow! Really?
Yeah. Really.
I shouldn't. I don't know why. Why I would act surprised. All right. No, it's just 4-2 with 2 pushes.
Okay, 4-2.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry about that.
Okay, next we've got Wisconsin at Ohio State. This is interesting because Ohio State can't play defense, and Wisconsin's coming off just a devastating loss. Or excuse me, Ohio State can't play offense.
I was going to say, I think that's the other way around. I think they've
got. No, Ohio State can't play offense.
There you go.
I'm going to say, last week I would have said Wisconsin by like 17. I'm going to say Wisconsin by 13.5.
That's big. I only said 5.5. And it was somewhere in the middle, and it was a little closer to me. It's 8.5.
Wow.
I'm with you. If this was a couple weeks ago or even before the Michigan State loss, I'm definitely going double digits as this would have been. I do think Ohio State's better than we were initially giving them credit for at the beginning of the season. I don't think they're like a great team by any means, but I still think that they're going to compete. And I don't know where you put the horseshoe in, you know, where you rank it in difficultness of places to play, but it's got to be up there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. That's a good point.
So how are they going to bounce back? Just like Georgia Tech, they obviously didn't bounce back after a loss. Is Wisconsin going to? I mean, you lose a lot. Yeah, I got to imagine that. I mean, takes a lot out of you after you have all these high hopes and then just get hit in the gut. It's tough to bounce back.
Yeah.
How do you take your goal from national championship to – Big Ten championship?
Yeah, it's not, that's not fun.
No.
At all. Okay, next we've got Louisiana Lafayette at Middle Tennessee State. Thanks for putting that one in there.
Here's why, before we even pick it. I had to give some love to the only team that has covered the spread against us.
And I believe the only team that's broke 30 against Oklahoma State as well.
Oh, is that right? I didn't even realize that.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
I won't doubt it. What's your guess?
I'll say the Raging Cajuns. I don't know how good Middle Tennessee. I don't think they're any good.
I did no research on this, by the way. So
I'll say the Cajuns by 14.
Okay. I said the Cajuns by 10. And obviously, we had no idea what we were talking about. I just thought, I didn't know they had lost another game. Apparently, the Cajuns lost last week.
Yeah, they lost to Southern Miss last week?
No, Western Kentucky. Even worse. Like, I think they're horrible.
And, I was thinking of SMU, who lost to Southern Miss.
Yeah, they did too. But, and so it's actually Middle Tennessee by 3.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. There you go.
So, well, I thought that they'd only lost that one game to us. I knew they were on a roll. I didn't check this past weekend. They got beat up pretty good by a bad Western Kentucky team. And I guess Middle Tennessee's started to play well, but whatever. we both knew nothing about that one.
Okay, we've got three more, including the Oklahoma schools.
And I've already locked this up, so.
Yeah, but yeah, you have. But first, we've got Iowa State at Texas Tech. I'm going to say Tech by 14 and a half.
I think I'm just going to start rubbing it in. I said Tech by 18. Tech by 17 and a half.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. Another blowout by you. Awesome.
Yeah, I just wanted to rub it in, like I said.
Yeah. It's good.
Two more. Let's go ahead and do them anyways, because they're the local teams of interest.
Yeah, OU at Kansas State. I said OU by 9.
Yeah.
And what did you have?
OU by 12.
And what is it?
13 and a half. Yeah, 13 and a half.
Okay.
These are, you know, I don't know if we said it. These are all what they opened up at, not what they are now.
Right, right. And then the last one, Baylor at OSU. We both said OSU by 14, and it's actually OSU by, is it 18?
Yeah. Which, that's kind of a scary one to take. We've been all about taking OSU to cover, and we've been right. I mean,
yeah, and going back to the A&M's Baylor thing, I mean, A&M was favored by 9 over Baylor at home, and OSU is favored by 18. Does that make sense? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, well, they weren't right in the game. I mean, they were way off.
But I feel like, yeah, no, you're right. But I feel like OSU and A&M are similar teams, and I don't feel like there's been. I guess my question would be, how come the A&M spread wasn't higher?
Well, I think if they would have made, if let's say Baylor played in Stillwater that weekend, they played in A&M. I think you would have seen a similar spread to what that one was. But then they play A&M this weekend, that spread's going to be even higher after seeing, you know, if we would have beaten Baylor by that much. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't think they look at what they put past spreads over. I think they would look more at past results.
Right. That's a good point.
And I tweeted this today, and you mentioned it, and you even came back with some more info. I just thought it was amazing how, through his two games against Robert Griffin's two games against OSU in his career, he's got 0 total touchdowns and 1 interception.
Yeah.
For how amazing this guy is against a defense that supposedly is just, you know, terrible and historically terrible. I don't think any, you know, expert analyst would be able to, you know, to know that without looking it up. There's no way they'd even get close to those stats. They'd probably hit something like, I don't know, 5 touchdowns and 1 interception or something like that.
Right.
And then what'd you follow up with?
Oh, my favorite stat of 2010 was the Baylor OSU game last year. Robert Griffin had 15 rushing yards and Brandon Weeden had 19 rushing yards.
Yeah, it just doesn't, like I said, it doesn't scream dual threat.
Now, and granted, he's a much different quarterback this year than he was last year or in 2009. But
right, absolutely. I agree. And they're team in general is better as well. At least their offense is. So,
right.
I wasn't trying to say, oh, we're going to kill them, but it's just interesting to look at. And I don't. And I'm not big on, oh, how has he done historically in this venue or against this team? Because the players are different. Everything, you know, things are just different. So they don't play into effect. And he's a mature quarterback, and he's probably grown a lot. So he's. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if he puts up numbers.
And I don't know that, I mean, maybe we do throw OSU in our parlay just for the heck of it, but I don't know. 18 seems high. I mean, don't you think?
Yeah. I'm not surprised to see it there, but it's
I
think it'll come down. I think there's going to be some people taking Baylor. I think we'll see that come down maybe even like 15 or 16, and then we can jump on it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Again, us talking like we're professionals and know what we're doing.
Hey, that dollar parlay every week is we're all about it.
Yeah, we're in the hole. Hey, I'm gonna say one thing, and it kind of kills me to say it, but I turned on the Sports Animal today, and Trevor actually made a good point.
Say that again.
I'll say it again in a second. I had to like cough and turn my head when I said it. What I loved about OU's loss to Tech on Saturday, which we have to bring up, right? We have to talk about that a little bit, is that, you know, they had guys out with injury, is that they have absolutely, like, they just can't use it as an excuse at all. I mean, you've got, well, for one, Eric Stevens for Tech is out. They're starting running back. And would you say that Tech is kind of the equivalent to Auburn as far as Big 12 versus SEC this year?
I mean, Auburn's been in the top 25 all year, pretty much.
But I mean, like, how good they are in their conference and how good they are, would you say they're about this? I mean, ranking wise, they're even right there. I mean, Tech's actually above them.
Yeah, I could.
I'm not saying exactly, but close.
No, yeah.
Okay. Well, the reason I say that is, I mean, another reason OU can't use injuries as an excuse or missing players, because, I mean, LSU didn't have All-American Tyrann Mathieu or their starting running back, Spencer Ware, and they destroyed Auburn at home.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just love that they have nowhere to go with that loss. Other than Skip Bayless calling for Bob Stoops. And it's so legit. Like, they were playing his sound bites from his show. It's just, and he even said, he goes, I'm irrational. You shouldn't listen to what I say because I've been a diehard Crimson fan, Crimson and Cream fan since I was 5. But still, you're supposed to be a professional analyst hosting a national, you know, a show on national TV. You can't be an idiot and say things like that.
Yeah, no, I agree.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure increasing my, 7-2? Gosh.
Yeah, I don't understand. Are you looking these up before you come on, or what's the deal?
Not at all. I'm not looking up anything. I just go through the schedule of games, pick the ones for the most part.
Well, okay,
that
hold
look
on.
Interesting.
Walk me through, okay, so you see a game. Walk me through your mindset of saying, okay, I'm looking at these two teams. How do you go about picking one team over the other and setting the spread?
Okay, well, when I pick the games, I honestly do it with no thought other than, is this an interesting matchup or are these interesting teams? Because that's what we want to talk about. We don't need to be picking too many of the Louisiana Lafayette, you know, Middle Tennessee games. So I stick, you know, a lot of Big 12 games, or you're going to see Georgia, Florida, Auburn, Bama, you see those a lot. And so I go down and I kind of look at, you know, obviously on ESPN when they get the schedule, it'll have their rankings next to it. So if there's some numbers, obviously they're going in. And so basically that's how I pick them. If there's 11, then there's 11. If there's 15, there's 15. And then I move on, and then, okay, sorry, I'm just going to go straight down this list, because I haven't thought about it in my head about what they could be. And then, I just really compare the teams, where the games are being played, and how I feel like the teams have played recently.
Okay, so you go more recently than.
Are you trying to steal like my trade secrets here?
No, I'm just trying to get the listeners inside your head a little bit.
But no, that's really what I do. I feel like the more I look into it, the worse I do.
Yeah.
And that actually happened. I think I actually put, I don't remember which game it was this week, but I had one right on. But I thought about it. I was like, no, it could be a little lower, and I changed it. When I first thought OSU Baylor, I thought 14.5. Sometimes I'll throw in the half because I'm like, I feel like it was weird. So I'm like, I feel like he could say 14 also, and it could be a little higher. And so I was going to say the half, but I was like, no, I better just stick with the 14 because I can also, see national people not giving us much love. That's as weird as that sounds. Like that's all it goes into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's fair.
What about you? What do you think?
I don't.
Obviously,
know.
You don't think because you're just on here spitting out numbers.
No, I do. I do like what you're saying about because I feel like I'm kind of taking more of like the whole year into account. Whereas when you're setting these, you should probably be taking the last few weeks into account. I think that's a better way to do it.
Yeah, Georgia Tech's a perfect example. You're going to take in their, however many 66 whatever point went or.
Right, but I have a hard time getting out of my head that they started 5-0.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's like, and maybe this is just gambling 101, and I don't know about it, but it's. I don't know. That's just the way that I do it. So thanks for the tip. Maybe I'll take you down next week.
Yeah, maybe. But you got to pick your spots where you do that because obviously you can't say that with OU. We know that because we're around OU a lot, and they're very capable of bouncing back and blowing out Kansas State, even if they're good. I mean, that 13.5 point line is just like they won last week, and they're going on the road against the number 8 team in the country.
Yeah.
And no one's even going to make a big deal out of that game. It's kind of, you don't hear much about it at all.
Yeah, and it's weird. And I think that is more of a referendum of what's wrong with the ranking system than it is anything else. It's just like, and we've talked about that a lot on here. It's like,
yeah.
I mean, does anybody really believe Kansas State's the 8th best team in the country? They might be, but.
No, but then again, me, I don't think that's how you should vote.
I know, but it's just so dependent upon who you play,
Yeah, and how you – I mean, that, but also, if it's me, and of course I'm not voting in any form or fashion, I look at how you played. And a lot of times that's just the score, and sometimes that's not always fair.
Yeah.
Our Louisiana Lafayette game could have been, 55-7, but right. Or whatever, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
Fun to do.
Okay, Million. Appreciate you coming on. Good job. 7-2. Hopefully OSU will be 8-0 next week, and we'll do it again.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks, bud.
All right. Bye.
See ya.